Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, joined as we are every week by the man himself, Mike Sempervive. Adam and Mike, Big Audio Nightmare, also up at WrestlingObserver.com. We're here to talk pro wrestling, mixed martial arts, UFC on Fox, next week's TNA Hardcore Justice pay-per-view, and a ton of news. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 94, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Last night, it was a double main event on Fox. Mauricio Shogun Hua against Brandon Vera, of all people, and Lyoto Machida against Ryan Bader. The storyline, so to speak, was that the man who looked most impressive over the course of the evening was going to get a title shot at the winner of the John Bones Jones versus Dan Henderson light heavyweight title fight, which is coming up in September. We're going to talk about both of those fights, who came out on top, why Dana White made the decision, and it wasn't just the finish of the fight that led him to making that decision. Plus, can anyone beat John Jones? We're going to talk all about that. Plus, we've got some matches, some big UFC matches that are canceled and that could potentially be canceled, including BJ Penn against Rory McDonald and Junior Dos Santos versus Cain Velasquez. Dos Santos wants a different opponent. We're going to tell you why and what the chances are of that happening. We'll talk Raw 1001, Impact from this past Thursday night. Next week is the TNA Hardcore Justice pay-per-view. We'll give you a preview of that. We'll talk the G1 tournament, the debut of the new Mystico down for CMLL, how it did on night one, and how it did on night two, which was not as good as on night one. We'll talk the Olympics. We'll talk the WWE Network. We got so much stuff to talk about here today, and in hour two, likely taking your phone calls as well. So a bunch of different things to get into today, pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. We're going to kick it off after our first break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Yeah.
And now, this special sports break.
Welcome to the 100-yard dash. And they're off and setting a blazing pace. And could it, yes, it is a world record. Let's follow the champion as he heads down to the podium for the awarding of the medals. And he's past the podium, grabbing his gold medal along the way. It looks like he's heading directly to a person in the crowd. He's walking up to a man who just popped the top of a Maotai beer, and he's giving the man his gold medal and taking the Maotai. Please get somebody down there to find out what he's doing.
This is Graydon Basil down on the track with our winner. The world is all wondering why you passed the medal ceremony to exchange your gold for a Maotai.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, mate? A gold is a gold, but a Maotai is a dynasty.
Taste the dynasty. MaotaiUSA.com. Proud sponsor of Impact Syndicate and Team Maotai. Please drink responsibly.
On Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here for the next 2 hours, pro wrestling and mixed martial arts every Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 94, XM Radio Channel 208, and of course streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. And a big weekend, Mike. Olympic coverage, UFC on Fox, there's New Japan, tons of stuff. How are things going with you?
I'm a little bit busy trying to keep up with everything. Thank God some of the things when it comes to the Olympics are broken up. Men's and women's judo is now over with. We're moving into the wrestling portion for both men and women as well. And boxing medals and then taekwondo kind of ends everything as far as the combat goes for the Olympics. But if you're in America, you would never know that there's anything combat-wise really going on outside of boxing, as none of it's really been shown on TV. In fact, today I was watching, and they have the finals of the 55 and 74-kilogram Greco-Roman wrestling finals that could be aired. I mean, these are for medals. You know, it does get usually a pretty good and vocal crowd, which shows well on TV, but instead we're getting men's field hockey, which just legitimately was not a sport when I was growing up. Men's field hockey just wasn't, but maybe that's what gets the ratings, so that's what ended up on today.
Men's field hockey.
Men's field hockey. Now, there was women's handball as well. I was fine with that, but men's field hockey, I did not even know was an Olympic sport.
I was disappointed to hear that the 2016 Olympics is going to be taking place in Brazil, and I contacted somebody from the IFBJJ, and as it turns out, there will not be Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in the 2016 Olympics. They've already chosen these sports. Jiu-Jitsu is not on there. Very disappointing, especially hearing that men's field hockey is a sport, as is Taekwondo.
It is kind of funny, though, too, as we, you know, because, you know, there's been talk, and obviously people who listen to this show would be interested in there being talk put out there about the possibility of amateur MMA being put into Olympic competition. The irony of that is you have almost everyone on the American side when it comes to judo and wrestling being asked, do you think you're going to get into MMA? And it'll be interesting as time goes on, if MMA does actually become an Olympic sport, what that does, if at all, to some of the traditional combat sports.
I would be absolutely shocked if amateur mixed martial arts were in the Olympics before Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, too, because the Brazilian wrestling team is, you know, they're not great or anything like that, but their judo has been known for quite some time, and they're very good. And, you know, it would be interesting to see how many people, you know, in a traditional sport like that would move over. Because BJJ is a you know, a much bigger sport in Brazil, how much thunder that takes away from their traditional grappling sports as it is. Because we've seen some of that effect in America. There are guys who don't want to stay in the Olympic program, especially when it comes to wrestling, and continue on because they see the possibilities that are available in mixed martial arts. Bubba Jenkins is one of them.
I'd be interested in talking to somebody, if anybody even knows, or what the speculation would be as to why jiu-jitsu isn't an Olympic sport yet. My guess is that you have to have some sort of point system in order to determine a winner if there is no submission in the allotted time. And I know that, like, there are big time, there's Abu Dhabi, and there are a lot of world championships and that sort of thing. But on a smaller level, like around here locally, there are a lot of different events. And just an example, a couple of weeks ago, the Gracies put together a new tournament. And we've got smaller tournaments from smaller schools around here. And the key is, a lot of these smaller organizations have different rules because they don't like the point system and the rules that are used in the larger organizations. Like there's a tournament coming up here, I think, next weekend, and they're doing the no points system where you go until there is a submission, and if there's no submission at the end of the allotted time, I think the gimmick is that you flip a coin and the winner gets to choose the dominant position to start in, and they go from there. And I know the Gracies had their own set of rules, and I think that maybe it could be something to that effect where, you know, it's at least with MMA, as much as people hate the scoring system, to your average person, I shouldn't even say this because I still get people that don't understand the system, but it is fairly easy to figure out. The winner gets 10, and the loser gets 9 or less. And after 3 rounds, whoever has the most points wins, or there's a finish via submission or TKO or knockout. And with jiu-jitsu, it's a little bit different than that because you're taking away the TKO 10-9 aspect of scoring. So really, it's like, okay, you got two good guys. Neither guy is going to submit the other. You don't want the guys to just lay there. You know, one guy pulls guard and the other guy just lays there the entire time, can't pass the guard. So it's I can understand in some ways it not being an Olympic sport in 2016. But at the same time, as you noted, men's field hockey. Come on now.
And you bring up the rules. You know, the irony of the rules is we've had two boxing decisions overturned and referees sent home because of the issues with them. Errol Spence, who's an American fighter, lost a controversial decision to an Indian that everybody thought he should have won. That was overturned. There was a controversial judo decision that got overturned that allowed the Japanese competitor to beat a Korean and advance on in the tournament. So, I mean, there are people who have grown up with MMA that their heads explode when it comes to state athletic commissions not being able to figure things out and poor judging and things like that, where, you know, realistically, I mean, I don't know what they do when it comes to the Olympics because there are so many problems that have taken place. You know, they can't even get things right. And with jiu-jitsu, it could come down to being like judo, where you have a referee's and a judge's decision on the match if it didn't happen to go a submission. And I don't know. And obviously you train in it, so you could tell me a lot more. Could it just be something where the referee and the judge can decide on just pure dominance as far as being able to, take it? And if everything really truly is even, could you have an overtime period where the first fall or the first dominant position would be the way you could advance?
Well, I just know I don't follow real sports to any degree, really.
No.
Meaning traditional sports, basketball, football, that sort of thing. But I have learned from following mixed martial arts that you sports fans out there want numbers and you want data. You know, you don't have
stats we can baffle our friends with.
Exactly. You like a great example. The best way in UFC to judge a fight is you look at each round and you look at the fight as a whole and you say, which guy won? Easy. Who won that fight? Many times you can just watch the fight and go, Shogun won that fight. Or in a three-round battle that goes to a decision, you can say, okay, that guy won that round, that guy won that round, that guy won the fight. Whether that guy won the first two rounds or not. Maybe, you know, a guy, he won the first two rounds 10-9, but in the third round it should have been like a 10-8 or whatever. The point is, you could just say that guy won, okay? But that'll never, ever, ever happen. You know, in early UFCs, when Dave was judging, actually, the gimmick was they gave you a piece of paper. When the fight was over, you wrote down who you thought won. That's it. But it's a sport now, and that is unacceptable to sports fans. They must have numbers. This guy got a 10-9 in the first round, a 10-8 in the second round, and this guy got a 10-8.5 in this round. They want numbers and data. So the idea that you just have a judge and he determines who is dominant in the jiu-jitsu battle, and you know, that's just not going to work. There has to be some sort of point system for your average person to accept it as a sport.
I don't know. I think for the Olympic amateur competition, you could actually do that. That would never fly professionally, I don't believe. But that's where things have, well, look how much things have changed, where Dana White is actually, for God knows what reason, bringing up a 115-pound weight class. But it shows you amazingly how when you have to put in rules and weight class and all that sort of stuff, it does one of the, you know, the things you don't expect to be a problem. But one of the things that does pop up are, well, things that are always a problem in traditional sports, just like that.
We're going to talk about that a little bit after the break because I have something to say about the 115-pound division. Dana White is suggesting it'll happen sooner rather than later. We're going to talk about that after the break. Listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 94, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Mike and I are talking the Olympics, UFC, pretty much whatever is coming into our minds regarding men battling. Although in this segment, we'll talk about women battling. Mike, we were discussing Olympic sports. Why isn't jiu-jitsu an Olympic sport? We're talking about UFC, kind of just going from here to there. And in the middle of it, you mentioned that Dana White is interested in starting a 115-pound division. I heard that, and I was like, hold on a second. So, you want to start a 115-pound division, but you refuse to have women fighting in UFC at this point. That's correct, right?
This is what he says, and he does that under the guise, or one of the longest things that he has said about women's fighting is that he is not comfortable with doing that because divisions are not deep enough and there are not enough of them.
That's what he said. And I realize that his idea is he's going to expand into countries like China, where he says that people are smaller than they are in the United States, which is true, because people in the United States are, quite frankly, larger than almost anywhere else in the world for a number of dietary reasons. But, yes, if you're planning to expand into a country where you expect you're going to be recruiting a lot of 115-pound fighters, fine. But right now you have zero 115-pounders. And in the 125-pound division, in terms of actual names and guys that are any good, and by any good, I mean they've won even a single time in UFC, you've got 8 people. You've got Joseph Benavidez, Demetrius Johnson, Chris Cariasso. Ian McCall is actually 1-3-1, so his record isn't even really all that great. John Dodson, 2-0. Luis Galdino is 1-1. And from that point, you've got John Moraga, who just won last night, who's got one win in UFC. Darren Yaneyama, who's 1-0. And everybody else that is listed here under the UFC's 125-pound division has zero wins in UFC. 0-2, 0-1, 0-1, 0-1, 0-1, and 0-0. That is your 125-pound division. And you're telling me that you want to start a 115-pound division and you don't feel there are enough women to do a 135-pound women's division in UFC? That offends me, actually.
Yeah, to me, there are two separate issues in that. Number one, whether you have a deep women's division or not, I mean, it was this way in boxing. Do what you did with Christy Martin and Leila Ali. And Mia St. John's not a good example, but with women like that, feature them because you have a money matchup, period, point blank, that's it, that's all. The divisions will continue to grow as the sport goes. Women are taking self-defense courses more than they ever have. It's one of those things where and I'm even fine with a 115-pound weight class in a few years. There's no Ricardo Lopez like in boxing or a Michael Carbajal in boxing where you have to feature somebody so much right now. You haven't made the inroads deep enough into China yet. Brazil, it is more popular than it's ever been. That's fine, but what about the rest of the Central and Latin American countries where these great, exciting boxers come out of, and Southeast Asia as well, where, again, UFC is popular, but it does not have the traditional foothold that it takes to develop quality 115-pound guys. I'm not saying that there's not guys out there. I am also not saying that there's guys who can't cut to get to that weight. But there's no reason to do it now when you are not established enough internationally. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't see the clamoring for it. When you refuse to add in women's fights, you know, to have anything to do at all with the UFC. And yes, there are some contractual issues there with Strikeforce. But the fact that they're not going to build a UFC women's division at all, or there's no interest in it, is just, it doesn't make any sense to me when you have at your disposal right now the Conans, the Rouseys, the Kaufmans, people like this, Misha Tate, when you can, you know, again, you can make some money or get TV ratings with these people. It just doesn't make any sense because you're not going to do it with a 115-pound champion.
UFC has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 people signed in their 125-pound division. Maybe there are 100 125-pounders out there that could be in UFC, but right now they've got 14. And you're telling me that you can't find 14 women to fill up a 135-pound division? I don't understand why. I don't know.
Who cares? When we were going to talk about last night's show, when we talk about the 205-pound division, all these matchups and all these guys who have fought each other and all been beaten by John Jones in the top 10. I've grown up traditional with ratings and things like that, and I don't mind them whatsoever. They're not Bibles, but I don't mind them. But here's an example of, you're worried about filling 10 women, like that's an issue in one division when you have a division in the case of the 205-pound class where the guy at the top has already eliminated all those guys in short fashion anyway. So, I mean, what difference does it make?
What did you think about UFC on Fox last night?
It could not have went any better. That was 218. I think the best thing that could have happened for them, they were going up with hard competition against the Olympics. They were coming off of a bad rating, and they didn't have quote-unquote name power that would draw in the average person. I'm sure the average sports fan that would see, you know, out of the corner of their eye, somebody named Shogun fighting on a UFC card on network TV, I mean, I'm sure it helped a little bit, and, you know, somebody named the Dragon probably didn't hurt either, but they didn't have the type of name power that obviously Fox and everybody would have loved to have seen, you know, out there on a free show. But with that said, they set it up in the best possible fashion they could. They had a great story to lead off the show with Mike Zwick. They had one of those with LeVar Johnson, who was shot. They have one with Mike Zwick coming back, and who knows what he can do. And he gets in a really good fight right off the bat, gets a knockout out of nowhere. Joe Lozon, who is always a submission threat against Jamie Varner, who people love to hate and always puts on a competitive fight. You know, that went well. And then obviously the two elimination bouts for the 205-pound title, I think, also could not have went any better as far as getting a big knockout from Lyoto Machida that was incredibly impressive. And then, if nothing else, a fun fight for even the average fan to watch between Shogun and Vera, even though they started to tire throughout it. So realistically, at the end of the day, I don't think things could have went any better for them as far as that show went.
Lyoto Machida ended up getting the championship match against the winner of the Dan Henderson Bones Jones fight, which is coming up in September, and he wiped out Ryan Bader. Ryan Bader could do absolutely nothing with him. He couldn't take him down. He couldn't hit him. And Lyoto ended up, well, Bader sort of ran right to his fist. I think Bader just got frustrated. He was like, I'm going to bum rush and take this guy down. And
that was the whole thing, because he didn't go for his, you know, he obviously had to get Machida hopefully on the ground and use his takedowns. And he didn't do that and walked right into what Machida does best.
He just ran right into his right hand and he was knocked out. So that was an impressive performance by Lyoto. And then in the main event, it was Shogun Vera, who was Shogun was the guy that UFC wanted to get the shot against Jones. I felt he was the most marketable and the biggest star. And originally, Dana White had said that the winner of that fight was going to get the shot. And fans were outraged. And Dana White ended up changing his mind. He said, fine, whoever wins in the most impressive manner is going to get the championship match. So Shogun took four rounds to beat Brandon Vera. Vera looked probably significantly better than anybody expected going in. And they had a competitive fight. They both got tired. Shogun got tired in the second round and ended up getting the win, ended up getting the TKO victory. But of the two, Lyoto looked more impressive. And Dana White also explained after the show that he held against Shogun the fact that when they asked Shogun to face Glover Teixeira, Shogun said no. And he noted Shogun had not been harassing him for a championship match, and Lyoto Machida had. So he figured that Machida looked impressive, he wiped out Ryan Bader, and of the two guys, he was the one that wanted the title shot the most, and so Machida is going to get it, and quite frankly, Bones Jones was going to destroy probably all four of these guys, and he's probably going to destroy Machida. He's already destroyed him once, but Machida is one of only two guys that has won a round over Bones Jones. And I guess we're going to see if he can win two this time before getting killed. And who knows? Maybe there are things going on in Jones's life that, you know, sometimes young guy, a lot of stardom, having some problems, goes in there, gets upset. Could happen. Who knows? But Lyoto's getting the shot.
Yeah, at least, you know, again, maybe all those things do catch up to Jones. And Machida with that style, once he got used to being a mixed martial artist and really knew how to use his karate and set himself up to have such a unique style, I mean, maybe you know, I guess that is the best thing you could do or the best fight you could have out there with John Jones. And Dana White really, yeah, he went out of his way last night to even say that, you know, Machida and his people were, you know, quote, terrorizing him. That's how much they were going after him to try to say, hey, put me in positions to get a title match again, and really went out of his way to do it. You know, and again, obviously to point out the fact that Machida, you know, to put the cherry on top of his performance and make everybody hyped up over the fact that Machida really wants this matchup again, but also to really rub salt into Shogun, who, again, yeah, you know, shook off that fight with Glover Teixeira. But then again, to be honest, from his point of view, again, I would have done the same thing. I mean, I do understand, you know, the UFC's point of view on this as far as wanting to promote that fight in the whole nine yards. But to be real honest, I also kind of take, you know, Shogun, why take that fight when you have a fight, you know, you end up waiting on a fight with Vera where, again, if you would have beaten him impressively, you would have got the title shot. So, again, I don't really blame him there.
Back in just a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here on a scorching hot afternoon here in Seattle. We're expected to break the record today. That's about 90, by the way. It's not as impressive as it sounds, but it's hot here. And joined, of course, by Mike Sempervivi. And I would expect much hotter out in his neck of the woods. How is it out there, Mike?
It is actually beautiful blue skies, and the humidity is not as bad as it's been, But when you're living at the beach and you have no protection whatsoever, that 95 degrees is hot.
My God. We are here every Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 94, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. And for the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, you can always head to WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates and literally more radio shows than you could ever listen to. I have not counted in the last couple of years, but we are well over, I don't even know, tens of thousands of hours of audio. It's a ridiculous number. Every show that we've ever done is in our archives dating back to 2005, which as each day goes by is further and further into the past. And we do radio shows pretty much every single day. And there have been days where I have done as many as 5 shows in one day. Mike Sempervivi and Dave Meltzer had a show on Friday night. You can access in the archives 2.5 hours, I believe, Mike, was the length of that show. And
actually about 2 hours and 15 minutes. But yes, lots and lots of mightiness packed into that.
2 hours and 15 minutes. I did a show with Dave last night, about an hour and 15 minutes. And every day we do shows. I got a bunch of shows and guests lined up for the next week. Some of the biggest names in the history of wrestling have appeared on our program. Bruno Sammartino, Ric Flair, Bret Hart. The list goes on and on. All available in the archives right now. It's only $10.99 per month. So long story short, if you love Wrestling Observer Live and you want more, $10.99 not only gets you all of the brand new shows that we do every single day, every single week, every single year, but every show that we have ever done is available in the archive. So if you sign up today for $10.99, basically it's like you signed up every day for the last 7 years. So sign up, check it out, and if you don't like it, end of the month comes, you don't have to sign up again. But I guarantee that if you like this show, you will love a subscription. And Mike, we were discussing UFC on Fox, and I got to say this about Lyoto. I have always been a fan of Lyoto, and sometimes, yes, his fights can appear boring to some people, but personally to me, Nam Phan's fight last night, I found significantly more boring than this fight. When two guys go in there and they throw a lot of punches and they miss most of them and some of them hit but do no damage, and this happens for 3 straight rounds, that to me is boring. When Lyoto Machida goes in there and he doesn't get hit a single time or extremely rarely, and then the guy gets so frustrated that he runs right into his fist, that entertains me. I remember Helson Gracie did an interview once, and Helson was the street fighter of the Gracie clan. And obviously, whenever you're dealing with the Gracies, there's a lot of exaggeration, a lot of myth. But the story was that in his entire life, Helson Gracie, in I can't remember how many street fights he claimed he had, but not only did he never lose a street fight, but he said, I have never in my life, and he was 60 at the time, he said, I have never in my life been hit in the face. I have never been punched in the face a single time. And hopefully that continues, he said. And that to me is the whole idea behind fighting. And I see guys go in there and it's like, I'm just going to go full steam ahead and I'm going to take 100 punches, but I'm going to try and deliver 101 and make that extra one punch count. I'm always like, you're not going to have a long career and you're pretty stupid. Go in there and don't get hit and win the fight. Isn't that like the entire idea behind this sport? I love Lyoto as a fighter. And he backstage after the show last night puts on his cap and he's back there and he gives a big thumbs up because he knows he's going to be getting the title shot. And the dude didn't have a mark on him. And I was like, there you go. There is your number one contender. Way to go.
Well, yeah, and you know, there's Pernell Whitaker, Floyd Mayweather, Roy Jones. They've all taken criticism for, now they are, unlike Lyoto Machida, very fast counter punchers, but they also use defensive styles that a lot of people criticize them for. But one thing that especially Floyd Mayweather,
why would you criticize a defensive style?
Because, Brian, people don't actually, most people that watch a lot of this stuff have never been punched in the face before, never had to deal with this, so they want to see action, and they'll do it at the expense of the gladiator in the ring, but you know what? some of these guys want to actually be able to talk when they're 60 years old, so they don't like taking punches, and because they're blessed with speed and defense, they use that to their advantage. If there were 20 Lyoto Machidas, I wouldn't be happy about it. If Lyoto was a little more, maybe, you know, quicker with – but you can't even say that. I'm impressed with Lyoto Machida because of the way he stands back and he takes his time and his analysis and the ability he has to frustrate other people into falling into his game, which happened perfectly last night. Yeah, there. Obviously, there's a place in this world for your Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward fights and your Clay Guidas of this world. Of course, there's a place for those guys, and even in title fights if they earn their right to it. But Lyoto Machida is not boring. He's tactical, and until the time where he does become boring to me, I'm just never going to buy that argument with him. Again, if he was facing another guy using the same style, that would probably be a little, especially who was left-handed, that would probably be a little disappointing. If there are 20 guys who fall into that style who are all fighting each other, yes, it'll be boring, but I don't know how anyone can really say that truly about a guy who, as you're watching the fight, it's like watching, you know, pride fights in the lower weight classes when the Bushido shows happened. You know, people say it's, you know, you don't hear there's two guys humping on the ground there. You're watching and you see the action unfold in front of you. So I don't, when it comes to those guys who are so good at what they do, where you can really just be able to sit there and watch them, you know, compete, I just don't understand it really.
You know what else is great about Lyoto is he weighed in at 201 pounds for a 205 pound fight. Why? Because he walks around between 205 and 210. And he's a 205-pound fighter. He cut
did you
no
see the
weight.
Press conference?
Huh?
Did you see the press conference afterward?
No. What happened?
He was asked why he only weighed 201 pounds, and you know, obviously, he doesn't speak, you know, good English, or at least doesn't put off as he does. And he just said, "Well, you know, hard training for the fight. Maybe I lost a whole lot of weight for this fight. I don't know why." And
yes.
He just kind of smiled because he didn't care. He doesn't have to worry about his weight because he knows about where he's going to fight at, and it just. It seemed like kind of an odd question of how dare you be so low. It's only 4 pounds less. I mean, he's doing it in the spirit of what the division should be, and it shows you, not to make your argument, how bastardized these things have come.
Yeah, and Ryan Bader went in there at probably 225 pounds. He looked absolutely enormous, and he could do absolutely nothing with a guy who cuts no weight. I am the biggest Lyoto fan in the world, I've determined, upon further reflection. So, way to go, Lyoto! I'm happy you're getting your championship match, and I hope you win.
And
I realize that's not happening, but
well, a good 2 weeks for you, too, because you got Lyoto doing that, and then you have Frankie Edgar fighting Ben Henderson.
That's right.
Week, so.
Frankie Edgar, another real man in this sport. A man who goes in there, he weighs 155, 156 pounds, and he fights at 155, and he beats dudes up that are cutting weight so that they can go in there with an unfair advantage. But I've ranted about this many times. I have nothing more to say. Everyone just toughen up. That's all I have to say. And don't get hit, for crying out loud. All right. We got to talk about some other tough men who also, ironically, don't cut weight. Some heavyweights. Junior Dos Santos, Alistair Overeem, Cain Velasquez. This love triangle here is rather interesting as of last night. Basically, Junior Dos Santos is scheduled to face Cain Velasquez at an undetermined date. Velasquez absolutely, completely destroyed Bigfoot Silva, mauled him, and earned himself the number one contendership. And now, all of a sudden, it's actually been a few weeks now that this has been going on, Junior Dos Santos says, well, I like Kane. He deserves a shot. But you know what? I really don't like that Alistair Overeem fella. He said some mean things about me. I want to teach him a lesson. So he is asking for a fight with Overeem, instead of the number one contender. Now, keep in mind, Overeem is unable to even get licensed as a result of a failed drug test until December 27th. And because you actually have to promote the fight, and because obviously one would presume he's being licensed on the 27th, but he's going to have to pass a drug test, he's going to have to be licensed, you never know what might happen. I'm not accusing him of anything, but you never know what might happen. And, so, you cannot really promote a fight for the end of December for a guy that can't even get licensed until December 27th. So, the earliest he would fight is February. So, we're looking at a guy who failed a drug test, who cannot fight until February, being the number one contender and jumping over Cain Velasquez, who has earned this shot by absolutely destroying a very viable heavyweight. I hate this idea. I hate this idea. And Dana White actually indicated he was considering giving Junior Dos Santos what he wanted.
Because Ed Soares isn't involved, I don't think that Cain would have Junior is going to have enough juice to pull this off. And I'm under the belief that no matter what he says and no matter how long this gets drawn out, we're going to see Cain and Dos Santos first. But I wouldn't, because of the way the situation is with Overeem, it's really hard for Junior Dos Santos' side to stick to that for too long, just because if you're going to do that, then we might as well strip you of the title, because we have no idea if this guy's going to be able to come back, and you know it as well as I do, which is one of the reasons you want to kick his ass so much. That's all they're going to have to say, and then ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what it is. I mean, it's just impossible, and Dana White can say that. And I got to be honest, I don't blame him if he wants to not put these rumors to rest and draw it out, because the last time anybody saw Overeem, and again, regardless of what he's been accused of in the whole nine yards, he's a guy just with looks alone that people will pay to see. The last time a UFC fan saw him, he was slaughtering Brock Lesnar, and that's all they know about that. So if I'm Dana, I don't exactly put it to bed, I guess, if I don't have to, because you do have him fighting one of those two guys, if not both of them, later on down the line. So, again, it's really hard for me, though, to get into the play that's involved here, just because I cannot fathom that it's going to happen before Cain and Junior.
I like Junior. He's a really nice guy. But based on the circumstances and the time frame for when Overeem can fight again, I draw no other conclusion than that he is ducking Cain. Because if you're not ducking Cain, then fight Cain later this year, and your next fight can be against Overeem when he is able to return.
But that's why I don't think he's ducking him. I honestly, because you know what, he can do
it. Then why would you say I don't want to fight Cain first if you can just do it in the meantime while you're waiting for the guy to even come back? I don't get it.
Because I don't think he even truly 100% believes that. And if not, his camp at least can't believe that because of what Overeem is under right now. And they know that legitimately they're not going to be able to pull that off in that time frame and stick to that. I just think it's just Junior who said, because he is a nice guy, going, I don't like what he said. I'd like to fight him. I'd like to fight Cain, but I already beat him. I want Overeem. Guys say that stuff all the time. Doesn't mean that his fight with Cain isn't going to happen.
No, he says he wants Overeem first. He wants Overeem to be his next fight. That's what he said.
Yes, he's saying that, but that doesn't mean that's going to come to pass.
But why? You got 6 months in between now and when Overeem can come back. So why don't you just say, I'm going to fight Cain, and then I want my next fight to be against Overeem? We'll discuss this after the break. Hold that thought. I'll give you 2 minutes to think. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Ryan Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts for the next hour. And we're discussing Alistair Overeem, Junior Dos Santos, Cain Velasquez. Why won't Junior just fight Cain and then fight Alistair after that, when Alistair is able to return? Mike, I've given you 2 minutes to continue your debate, or your side of the debate. What do you got?
Not even much of a debate. One of the rare things that I'm just not overthinking. I think he said it. I think maybe there's a negotiation tactic here, or maybe, you know, Silva style, trying to hold Dana's feet to the fire for something, of saying, well, we'll hold up this title match. I just don't think at the end of the day that he's got any fear towards Cain Velasquez. Unless I'm missing something, I just have got no reason to believe that he is scared or ducking Cain. I think this is more either negotiation or just a dude saying something. And again, I don't think there's, you know, Dana may have entertained it, but it's not like we're to ground zero on this, where it's like, you know, some incredible ultimatum or something like that. And again, with the UFC, the one calm, logical point that they can make very simply to Dos Santos' side, if it gets to the point where, you know, he doesn't want to be stripped, is we don't know what's going on with Overeem. It is out of our hands. It's an issue that can happen, that can affect the sport. Period, point blank, you're going to fight Cain or you're going to be stripped of the title. When talk of that happens, then I'll believe that something's truly up. But I just think this is more just, again, 6 months before this fight's going to end up happening anyway. This is just talk. This is just negotiation. It's whatever it is, but I don't think it's that heavy.
Well, we'll see. All I know is that a lot of people were suggesting Nick Diaz against Anderson Silva. And Dana White absolutely, completely, without even giving a second thought, blew that idea off. And now Junior Dos Santos is talking about jumping past Cain Velasquez to fight Overeem. And Dana's like, well, I'm going to discuss this. I'm going to think about it. And it's like, why would you even think about this? I do not understand. But I'm not Dana White. We're going to head to our hourly break, everybody. When we get back, we've got another hour of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts talk, plus your phone calls. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
A
IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell. At least six people were killed Sunday when a gunman opened fire at a Sikh temple near Milwaukee. With more, here's IRN USA's Washington Bureau Chief Connie Long.
Once again, there has been a mass shooting in this country. The attack was against worshippers at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin in Oak Creek. Sikhs are not connected to any other faith. The men are easily spotted by their beards and turbans, which hide their long hair.
A person familiar with the Jerry Lee Loeffner case says a court-appointed psychiatrist will testify Tuesday that Loeffner is competent to enter a plea in the murders and attempted murders, including the wounding of former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords. The person, speaking on condition of anonymity about the upcoming events in the criminal case, says the plan is for Loeffner to enter a guilty plea, which would result in a sentence of life imprisonment. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-727-6808. That's 1-800-727-6808. 1-800-727-6808.
Michael Eisenstadt of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says Israel may be enhancing the credibility of its threat against Iran by upgrading a key missile defense system.
The Israelis have been saying for quite a while that they are considering the possibility of a military strike against Iran's nuclear infrastructure. And the Iranians have said numerous times that if the Israelis were to do so, they would retaliate by striking back immediately with missiles.
With NASA's Curiosity Mars rover preparing for landing on the Red Planet, NASA's Mars Exploration Project Director Doug McQuinton says this mission could expand knowledge immensely.
If we are successful getting to the ground and we're successful with Odyssey information coming back, we are going to have the opportunity for untold discoveries. This location in Gale Crater is absolutely amazing, a place we could never have thought of getting to just a few years ago.
McQuinton is urging patience while looking for the payoffs from this mission. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Today, most people are more likely to get a pay cut than a cost of living raise. But I have good news for you. You can build your own golden parachute. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, and I think you'll find that the three-step plan home business system is a great solution to money worries. You can add to your income in your spare time. For information, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Some are asking if President Barack Obama's embrace of the homosexual agenda will cost him support within the black community. The Coalition of African American Pastors announced at the National Press Club on Tuesday that the grassroots group, comprised of more than 3,000 members, is launching a national campaign to support marriage between one man and one woman and to oppose the Obama administration's efforts to advance so-called same-sex marriage. CAAP President William Owen says, "Mr. President, I'm not going to stand with you, and there are thousands across the country that are not going to stand with you with this foolishness." Ohio police say a 66-year-old man entered a hospital intensive care unit and shot his 65-year-old wife while standing at her bedside. Akron police said early Sunday that the woman is in critical condition. Akron General Medical Center spokesman Gary Goski said Sunday afternoon that her condition had not changed. John and Barbara Wise of Massillon, Ohio, have been married for 45 years. Republicans are accusing the Senate's Democratic leader of lying by passing along an anonymous claim that Mitt Romney hasn't paid taxes for 10 years. Senator Harry Reid said last week that he had been told by an investor in Romney's former firm, Bain Capital. But the Nevada Democrat hasn't offered any evidence to support the claim and has even said that he's not sure it's true. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, joined as we are every week by Mike Sempervive of the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare up at WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Spent the first hour talking UFC on Fox, mixed martial arts, judo, jiu-jitsu, the Olympics, whole nine yards. And here in this hour, we're going to talk some pro wrestling, take your phone calls. One last big mixed martial arts story to get into, that is the doom of BJ Penn versus Rory McDonald. Last night, Rory texted a photo to Joe Silva. He suffered a cut in training, a gigantic deep gash on his head, required over 30 stitches. I believe 38 stitches. That's a deep, disgusting valley of a gash on the man's head. And the BJ Penn fight is now off, and it is looking like the fight will be rescheduled for Montreal, although that is not yet official. And the Toronto show now loses what had been one of their biggest matches on the show, perhaps the biggest to a lot of fans, according to a poll at WrestlingObserver.com. And Mike, what are your thoughts on this situation?
Well, you know, I think the fans in Toronto will not be happy if he's ready in time for Wagner and Phil Davis, which ended last night in a no contest. Dana was talking about afterwards, if Wagner's ready to go, and who knows if he is, that fight will end up on that show. It's crushing in two ways. BJ Penn, for what you can say about him, whether he should be fighting or not or any of that stuff, is a draw on pay-per-view. People will pay to see BJ Penn. They may not do it in million droves, but they will do it. And frankly, I'm not big on seeing BJ Penn fight. I could take it against a guy like Rory McDonald, where it's a statement fight, it's a big fight, it's a passing of the torch style of fight. Now that Rory's off the card, I really just don't want to see, I don't know who it is that I'd like to see BJ Penn really go up against. So I got to be honest, I can wait on seeing Penn fight again until McDonald's ready to come back.
All right, everybody, we're going to head to a quick break here. When we come back, we've got Raw 1001 to talk about Impact Hardcore Justice, the G1 tournament, WWE Network, the new Mystico. We got so much news. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now, this special sports break.
Welcome to the 100-yard dash.
And they're off and setting a blazing pace. And yes, it is a world record. Let's follow the champion as he heads down to the podium for the awarding of the medals. And he's passed the podium, grabbing his gold medal along the way. It looks like he's heading directly to a person in the crowd. He's walking up to a man who just popped the top of a Maotai beer, and he's giving the man his gold medal and taking the Maotai. Please get somebody down there to find out what he's doing.
This is Graydon Basil down on the track with our winner. The world is all wondering why you passed the medal ceremony to exchange your gold for a Maotai.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, mate? A gold is a gold, but a Maotai is a dynasty.
Taste the dynasty. MaotaiUSA.com. Proud sponsor of Impact Syndicate and Team Maotai. Please drink responsibly.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 94, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Time to talk some pro wrestling and take your phone calls. See what's on your mind. We have open lines here today. You can always head to WrestlingObserver.com on Sundays to find out when to call and what the phone numbers are. Best way to do it, actually, is to follow me on Twitter. At Brian Alvarez is the address. And whenever we're taking calls, I tweet the information. So follow me at Brian Alvarez, and you can join in on the fun of the phone calls. And Mike, what'd you think about Raw 1001?
I think it's going to be really annoying for the next 10 years when they say Raw 1001 started on fire. But they couldn't have started any better as far as it coming to the CM Punk promo. You know, 3 hours is going to be a long time. It flat out is, and they are, at least me, flow-wise, going to have to figure out a way to make it a little bit better. I like the fact they're playing AJ straight in the role of as straight as they can in the role of GM. And I thought the show, as far as the main stuff went with CM Punk going out there and playing to his base but not playing into the Rock side and letting people decide whether they'll boom or not, just by speaking the truth, I thought it was really good. And then at the end with Big Show and Cena too, and how they set that up, and AJ coming back out and throwing a curveball at him. That stuff, I cannot complain about whatsoever. Obviously, Daniel Bryan is the thing with Charlie Sheen and the anger management thing and all that stuff. That's going to be what it's going to be. But at least it looked like only a one-week thing where they tied up the storylines about who were those mysterious men in white, and it looks to be that it's out of the way now that he's been, you know, legally ruled sane.
You know, I wish that somebody at some point would have simply explained that AJ was never crazy. She simply was a manipulator, and Vince McMahon was so impressed at her manipulation efforts that he made her the general manager of Raw. Because without that story, what we have is a woman who in storyline was completely insane, who is now running Raw completely sane. There's a bridge missing here.
Yes, and the thing is, what your explanation, whether anybody liked it or not, and whether you overthink it and say, well, nah, you know, look how they played it, legitimately, as far as WWE stories go, it was a very simple one to tell. All you had to do was slip that in there, and all you had to do last week was say, you know, the Rocks, you know, came. All you had to do was come out and say, I've been informed by the new general manager, AJ, who's really fired up about this, which he didn't do. That's all you had to do to tie everything together, and it could have been that simple.
Well, actually, that was the official storyline in WWE that didn't end up taking place on the show, which was AJ's first act as GM was to give Rock a championship match at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, there's only 6 million people watching. Why slip that one in?
Sure. Why throw in that important detail? And, you know, it actually could have played in a storyline even further because the champion of the time is CM Punk, and since she was screwing with both guys, that's another way to screw with CM Punk. Here's your opponent, should you retain the title, at Royal Rumble this year.
It's that simple. Again, it's amazing their lack of attention to detail sometimes when they're trying to put on this big production and they can't figure out why things don't click. Sometimes it's just as simple as saying that simple thing is enough. And they whiffed on it. But with that said, you know, nobody's really going to truly remember that as time goes on. As long as CM Punk is continued, I think, to be portrayed in this way, which they should not force the issue like they did with John Cena to try to do the 50-50 thing. He's going to be tied up with Cena and Show for right now, probably Cena a little bit after that, and God knows who else as it leads into the Royal Rumble. Let Punk's fan base, the ones who really like him, again, I think we talked about this last week, those are the types that already don't like The Rock as it is. So let everything kind of happen organically. Don't mess with Punk. Don't script too much stuff for him. Don't overthink this whole thing too much. And you know, by the time it gets to be the Royal Rumble, even with the amount of limited dates that The Rock is going to be able to do on the way up to it, I think everything will play out nicely. And that is another thing, because on SmackDown, on Raw, Sheamus faced Daniel Bryan. It wasn't for the title, but on SmackDown, he faced Tensai as well. I am a fan of Sheamus and Punk obviously holding onto their belts for the time that they have, because that is one of those small things that makes everything a lot more legitimate. And considering you were going to be leading into The Rock, you know, playing into that title for the Royal Rumble and into WrestleMania, you know, it's a good idea and one of the things they should be credited with, and the fact that they have not played hot potato with this thing.
Also on the show, there were about 18 million video recaps of the Brock Lesnar deal, and we're going to get into that discussion here in a moment. But first off, we've got a caller here on the line. You are on the air. Oh, who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mark from London.
Mark, what's up?
Hi, I'm just calling to see if is WWE still going to make the documentary DVD on Madison Square Garden? I remember a couple of months ago they were getting fans to vote on that. I was just seeing if that will ever be made, or because I think it's a great idea. Do you guys know if WWE is still thinking about making something like that?
I have not heard a thing about that in months. Mike, have
you
heard anything?
I haven't either, but I'm also, my gut would tell me that if they don't do it, Madison Square Garden Network will, in conjunction with them. It is almost, and again, this could be something they're going to plan out to, you know, with the New York metro area next year as a DVD leading into WrestleMania. The thing will no doubt be made. It's probably just a matter of when.
And will it be a documentary just as like before? Because to their credit, they do know they can make some pretty good documentaries sometimes.
I'd be certain it would have a documentary aspect to it, I would guess. I mean, they have so much Madison Square Garden footage. You could put out a giant series of DVDs. I would say it's inevitable it's going to be made, even if it's you could make a DVD, you could make a feature for the network. We got to talk about
The thing is too, Brian, they, you know, the WWE offices for a long time were located. They had an office in Madison Square Garden, and in WWE, you know, boxing, there's, you know, the Rangers, obviously, there are sports that are intertwined with the importance of the Garden, and even the Garden looks at WWE as one of its, you know, incredible key components. So there's no doubt, because already on the MSG network, there's been, you know, classic presentations and people talking about the union between the two when it comes to the history of the Garden as it is. So I would almost guarantee if they're going to go through with something like this, it would definitely have a documentary attached to it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the call. Keep up the great show, guys. Bye.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call. Yeah, they got a lot of DVDs they've got to put together here, and we're going to talk about the network a little bit later on. The network is in a very interesting state, as it has been now for well over a year. But We were talking about Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman at SummerSlam, and this coming Monday night, locally, it is being billed as Shawn Michaels Appreciation Night at Raw. And when this was first announced, it seemed common sense that Brock Lesnar was going to come out and destroy Shawn Michaels, and that would put heat on the match at SummerSlam. But as of a couple of days ago, at least, there were no plans for Shawn Michaels to even appear on the show, which to me is shocking. Even if you don't do the Brock Lesnar deal, I'm shocked that Shawn Michaels is not going to be on the show. And in fact, they may call him tonight and ask him to be on the show because the ratings for Raw 1000 reflected that fans want to see nostalgia, guys like Shawn Michaels, guys like DX. So in the end, he could end up being on the show, and I suppose in the end, he could end up being F5'd by Brock Lesnar. I know that Shawn is currently working on his hunting show, and he's done interviews talking about how the hunting show, obviously, is much easier on his body. And since he's got these commitments for the hunting show, he kind of has to be careful about not getting hurt. So one way or the other, there may not be an attack by Brock Lesnar on the show, but one would think that that would make sense leading into the SummerSlam match. But I suppose when you watch the build as of last week, it's not really about anything other than lawsuits and talking and Paul Heyman and Stephanie McMahon.
Well, I think the latter thing you said is forget even about the lawsuits. I mean, look how ridiculous that is. I mean, at this point, Paul Heyman should have 74 lawsuits attached to that company. Yeah, unfortunately, Stephanie, Paul has been the thing this thing's been about, so I hope Shawn Michaels comes out there, because what is the reason for anyone to watch Triple H and Brock Lesnar slam into each other at top speed, outside of the fact you'd like seeing these two slam into each other at top speed? There's been no reason to invest, as far as a fan, into really wanting to see...
Hold that thought. Be right back, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day.
Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I rudely cut off Mike there at the end of the last segment, but thankfully we've got a good long 12-minute segment here to discuss this here on Wrestling Observer Live, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Channel. Sirius Channel 122? I've already screwed up my plug. Mike, let's just get back into the show here. That's what happens when I cut you off. I lose my train of thought.
That's okay. It was poor inflection by me because that last statement was ending with a period right there, and we don't spend that much more time talking about it. It's just, again, for the average fan, why? So we've seen two lawsuits from Paul Heyman. We've seen Paul get tricked into giving Brock the match, and then he went and insulted Stephanie and got jumped on again by another officer of the company, which in theory should be three lawsuits. But what happened to the other two lawsuits? And why do we want to see Brock Lesnar in Triple H? Because we never really see Brock Lesnar, and the average fan doesn't know about his contract, and this hasn't been played up as any sort of competition. And yeah, I don't know. And I don't know what happens if Triple H goes out and beats him. What's the, you know, the reason we want to see Brock Lesnar anywhere near the Royal Rumble or leading into a possible match with Undertaker or any of that stuff? It seems to be things other than what you're supposed to be watching on TV playing too much of an aspect into this whole storyline and feud. And it's amazing. And with all the hype, you know, we all said, and they knew they needed something coming out of WrestleMania. They seem to have something with investing $5 million in Brock Lesnar. They blow through his dates, but they stick to the contract. They don't get him to do any more. They bring Paul Heyman in. You figure, okay, you can utilize him on the dates Lesnar's not there. That has not happened. We actually had a week in this whole storyline where literally nothing was mentioned. We had an angle on SmackDown, which never went through, that was hyped on Raw. So this whole thing, I'm not going to say it's been a comedy of errors or anything like that, and I still do have an interest in watching Triple H or Brock Lesnar, but I certainly wouldn't be coming off any money to pay for it if it wasn't for SummerSlam and everything else that's going to be happening.
Let's go back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lewis, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
What's up, Lewis?
Hey, guys. What do you guys think of CM Punk actually dropping the title around SummerSlam or Night of Champions and then winning it back around a TLC or something? Because I think if he holds it on until the Royal Rumble, I just think it's too long, and I don't really see, I mean, like, John Cena didn't really even hold the title for that long. What do you guys think of it?
I'm all for guys having as long a title reign as possible, just because the longer you hold the title, the more it means when you lose the title and the next guy wins it. You could have him drop the title to somebody. I think that because I'll just put it this way. If he had not turned heel, I would be more into the idea of him dropping it to somebody and then winning it back before the match with The Rock. Because as a babyface, he's gone through all of his opponents, essentially. He's been John Jones. But because he just turned heel, you now have the opportunity to have a number of fresh opponents for him. And I think you can find one or two guys, 3-month feud each, that'll carry you through the Royal Rumble. So I would be fine with him holding onto the title. What do you think, Mike?
Well, and the thing is, too, right now he's in quote-unquote tweener mode. So, I mean, the longer you can draw this out, too, with if you have an antagonist like The Big Show or somebody like that that wants to step up to him, too, where, you know, it doesn't necessarily change Punk's status as far as it relates to the Rock or anything like that. I mean, you can go on with it that way, too. And, again, if there was a reason to drop the title, I would say go ahead and do it. But the same as you, as I talked about earlier on, you know, the runs from Sheamus and Punk have gone on for a good period, and I don't think anyone's really begging for them to drop the titles. And if you are going to drop one, I think it would be Sheamus with a Dolph Ziggler or Alberto Del Rio over CM Punk at this point. I just think it would mean a hell of a lot more after such a long, lengthy run, and Punk's the only one who, quote-unquote, brings up pro wrestling on the show as it is anyway. And I mean, it's by the time he gets to the Royal Rumble, he's going to be way, way up there as far as a title run goes. So, you know, again, I think it's just a better idea if they played out that way.
Who would you put it on, Lewis?
Well, I was thinking maybe John Cena again for just a few more months. Maybe he fused with the Big Show or someone. I don't really know. I just think Punk's held the title long enough, and I've already gotten tired of seeing him with the belt for so long.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, and I will say regarding John Cena that I actually think that I think you're going to get more out of it if John Cena doesn't win the title, and he has not held the title for an excessive length of time leading into the WrestleMania match with The Rock. I think that if you're going to do Rock versus Cena for the title and Cena's going to win the title at WrestleMania, which is the plan at this point, that him chasing the title is going to mean a lot more if he doesn't hold it in the meantime between now and then.
That's the thing. Unless you audible out of doing Rock and Cena and then you're doing Cena Undertaker or Rock Lesnar to get his win back from Hell in the Cell years ago, unless you play out a story like that, I don't see there's... It just wouldn't do, I don't think, anybody any good, even John Cena, if he were to win the belt and have then such a short period of time going into Rumble.
By the way, for the record, it's Sirius Channel 94, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. SummerSlam is coming up. Also next week is the TNA Hardcore Justice pay-per-view. And the last TNA pay-per-view... They seem to have been on a roll for a while, but the last show did about 9,000 buys. That was the show headlined by Austin Aries versus Bobby Roode, with Austin Aries winning the title. So ratings are slowly, not even so much ratings as viewership. The viewership is slowly creeping up. They're doing about 1.6 million viewers every week now as opposed to 1.5 million. Obviously, ratings were a little bit lower when they lost DirecTV, but in general, the numbers are slowly starting to creep up. I cannot emphasize enough the slowly part of that. But not so much with the buy rates, although I will say that 9,000 is up from 8,000 and 7,000, which some shows have done. So they seem to slowly be making some minor inroads. But I don't know if this is something that we should be, crossing our fingers thinking, my God, we're on our way to a new boom period. Mike, did you watch Impact this week?
I did watch Impact this week, and it was somewhat of a holding pattern due to the Olympics. I don't think it's as much that as wanting to really load up on this show going into the pay-per-view. At least last month's pay-per-view, even though it was only 9,000, it could be 9,000 with an asterisk or a thumbs up next to it, because that was one of those shows where maybe people took it off because they didn't want to see, you know, some of the guys, the Mason Andrews and some of that sort of stuff. But the way the show went, with it being, you know, a tale of two halves, the X Division lead in, and then, you know, what happened at the end, it's one of those shows where, you know, hey, people did tell other people, look what you missed, and they did a good job featuring that on Impact when they came back on Thursday night. So I think this will be a better judge of everything to, you know, this next pay-per-view coming up, because they have picked up momentum, and even though this show this past week was somewhat of a holding pattern on everything, it didn't embarrass itself at all, and depending on what you think of the Clara Lynch storyline is probably what you think on the direction of the company and how everything's going right now.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Well, because here's the thing, I mean, that's kind of a big bellwether, because I don't know. Is Aces and Eights is still, you know, beginning to take off and things like that. I mean, that by far is. I'll watch for Joe Park. I'll watch for what TNA is trying to do, which is 31 different flavors of things. But really, even though the old pro wrestling storyline is technically in the main event spot, the Clara Lynch thing, even though it's devolved a little bit more into more of a comedic thing and far more of a soap opera thing, it is still probably the biggest thing of what they're known for right now.
I don't even know what to say about the Clara Lynch storyline. I think Chris... Yes?
I mean, she's campy. You can take it as campy. You can take it as Daniels and Styles had, you know, their 10 millionth match against each other on the last pay-per-view, and it ended up being great and fresh and new. So you do have that going for you, and obviously they want to draw in a different demographic when it comes to the Clara Lynch thing. And, you know, she does... I'll give her this. She's got a face and a voice that just makes you want to hate her. It's you know, I don't know how much more time we give as far as, do I really want to see this woman, though, or turn the channel every time her face is on?
I just know that I think Chris Daniels is awesome. Frankie Kazarian is awesome. I think that AJ Styles is awesome. I think that everyone involved in this is awesome, except somehow Claire Lynch is phenomenally horrible. It's like the most amazing thing. So I can't make any judgments about TNA based on the storyline, except that they chose the wrong woman and they just won't give up. We're going to talk more about this.
Unless they chose the right one for this part where, again, she's just going to have that face and voice that makes you want to kill her.
Let's take a call here. We got a couple of minutes left. You are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello, Brian and Mike.
How you doing?
I'm Wilfred Burley from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. What's going on?
Oh, what's happening?
Listen, guys, I have two questions regarding WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
All right.
What if Triple H most likely is going to be Brock Lesnar? For me, at the final 22 years, there's no reason or excitement to see Brock face Undertaker down the road because you know for sure he's losing to Taker at WrestleMania, right? For all fans like you, like Mike and I, there's no reason because Brock, the body of Brock is going to diminish once he loses to Triple H at SummerSlam, right?
I expect Brock to lose at SummerSlam, and I expect Brock to lose to The Undertaker, but I think the thing with The Undertaker is I think everybody always expects Undertaker to win. So, I mean, I think the whole hook of Brock and Undertaker is more that you've got a legendary pro wrestling figure against a former mixed martial arts fighter, and Undertaker has done some of that MMA style stuff in the ring before. I mean, when they had their face off and Ariel Helwani was right there, I mean, people were just interested in seeing these two have a fight. And it wasn't about the streak, it wasn't about anything like that. So, can you actually hold on the line? We're going to head to a break right here, but we'll continue this discussion after the break. So, hold on 1 second. And we're going to be back in just a moment, everybody. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here from WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts and taking your phone calls. And we are on the line to Puerto Rico right now, talking about The Undertaker, Brock Lesnar, and SummerSlam. And any comments, Mike, on this situation before we go back to the caller?
Flat out, it does not make any sense for Triple H to beat Brock Lesnar and then have him continue on and have. I know it may not matter at the end of the day, but it would make a lot more sense if he did win. I just want to point that out one more time, because at this point, I think Triple H is going to win too, and I just can't fathom it. But, you know, the one thing you can play up when it comes to Brock and The Undertaker has tried to, he did the autographs, he and Michelle McCool are, you know, expecting. This is his most human The Undertaker has been since he did his Dead Men Inc. gimmick. And I guess the one thing you can always play up is Brock Lesnar can hurt The Undertaker. We know he's an old man. We know only he wrestles once a year. You may be able to play off the reality of the fact that Brock is a big dude who could do some damage and maybe play it up that way. But yeah, I guess realistically at the end of the day, people will watch that no matter what just because the spectacle of the whole deal.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for your answer. And Mike, thank you very much. And Brian, too.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Yeah, the Undertaker match, I mean, I'm trying to think of, they actually did a pretty good job the last couple of years in convincing at least some fans that Undertaker's streak might be broken. I mean, I was there 2 years ago when they did the tombstone spot and everybody thought the streak was over. And then last year they had the storyline where Shawn Michaels is the guest referee and they have a secret plan, perhaps, to screw The Undertaker out of the streak. You know, Shawn could end the streak and he didn't, of course. But maybe, I don't know. You got to try to build it up like Brock doesn't want to lose. And he's not going to lose anymore. He's been a company man twice, but you know what? It's his last match and his contract. It doesn't matter. He ain't losing this fight. Got to try and find a way to build it up that way. And I guess we'll see if they can do it.
If he loses to Triple H, and this is what gets me, if he loses to Triple H, I would almost be more apt to believe, if I'm the average wrestling fan, that a Wade Barrett exploding back out, you know, sometime before Royal Rumble and laying waste to people and then going, I should have had the match against you. Nothing lasts forever. You're a broken down old man. Even, I mean, I think that would be as believable as anybody else thinking Brock Lesnar could beat him, because you know Brock's not going to be there afterwards. And
go ahead.
No, I don't know. I think that's, to me, I mean, there's only one guy I think you can play up against Lesnar and get people so emotionally, or I'm sorry, The Undertaker, and get people so involved in thinking that he could lose, and that's John Cena, because John Cena never loses, and you can play off of that, and he's, again, the one guy The Undertaker, you know, has not faced at WrestleMania. He's faced everybody else, so, you know, outside of that, again, beating Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam would do real damage to me as far as making anyone believe, even for a second, that The Undertaker, you know, is not going to lose or is going to lose to him at WrestleMania.
Let's take a call. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
You speaking to Ryan from Johannesburg?
Johannesburg! My God, international callers here today. What's up?
Nothing much to me, Brian.
I'm doing pretty good. What's happening?
And, oh, I wanted to know where you and Mike saw, well, after the after New Japan pay-per-view. I mean, obviously they didn't, it didn't really work out for international viewers, but where do you see New Japan going in the next 5 years in regard to international viewership and expanding into international, expanding internationally?
So, Mike, he's asking about New Japan international expansion. They had their iPay-per-view last night, which unfortunately was not an iPay-per-view available in the United States. I don't know why. Where do you see the company in 5 years in terms of international expansion?
I think they're really going to try to work it. The guy that's taking it over is a little on the younger side. He's more into character development, that sort of things. And he also, when he took it over, said that they were going to do forays into America. They were going to try iPay-per-views and things like this. And, you know, pay-per-view in general is not an accepted thing in Japan, much less an iPay-per-view. But, you know, they are trying to regrow their market back again. They've been able to acquire some of their older fan base. They've been able to bait them into coming back because of the product that's been presented. But their aim is to still, you know, skew younger. And who's more apt to pick up on the possibilities of doing iPay-per-views and buying them? Well, it's usually the younger set. So I think it's something they're going to continue to do, whether they go back into their traditional international markets like in Italy or something like that and maybe try to rebuild there. I don't know. But he certainly seems to understand that there are fans in America that want to see New Japan. It's just a matter of, are there enough of them that are going to be ordering iPay-per-views that makes it worthwhile whatsoever? When it came to the touring last time around with Jersey All-Pro in the whole nine yards, obviously that wasn't the case.
Anything else, caller?
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much for the call. I actually should have mentioned to him that New Japan is, in fact, going to be touring internationally. They've got a show at the Butte County Fair.
I am not counting that as New Japan touring internationally.
It's actually not a full show, but Nakamura is going to be there.
And this is not Butte, Montana, by the way, right?
It's not Butte, Montana. This is Gridley, California. And Rocky Romero will be there, Nakamura. And there's going to be IWGP Intercontinental and Tag Team title defenses at that county fair. Going back to the roots, Mike, the roots of pro wrestling.
I just want to see Grizzly Redwood appear in Gridley, California.
Gridley.
Oh, Gridley, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not the, little different.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, G1, what's going on with the G1 tournament this year?
Yeah, I was really disappointed that iPay-per-view wasn't available to everyone because it was a pretty awesome show where they had foreigners face foreigners and they ended the thing with a Naomichi Marufuji Hiroshi Tenzan match, which went about 20 minutes, Marufuji getting the win. Obviously, that's just one of those great dream matches that would have been on huge shows years ago, but still to be able to see it hopefully down the line, I'm sure it was good. As it stands right now, a couple days into the tournament, and again, this is very early and these things could change, but the two blocks that they have, Block A and Block B, currently right now, Yujiro, who's a generational rival of Naito. They used to be tag team partners. They did a lot of work in CMLL together as heels and did a pretty damn good job of that. He's been kind of, one of the guys just in the mix right now, and he's probably not going to stay up on top of the block, but he and Carl Anderson right now lead it with 6 points. And in Block B, there's just a big log jam with guys like Hiroki Goto and the aforementioned Shinsuke Nakamura and Kaz Okada and MVP and guys like that all tied. This whole thing's going to finish off in about a week where, you know, they run tournament matches against each other, and whoever comes out with the most points in each block face off against each other. So right now, there's still just some playing going on to lead into those last couple days to build the drama.
Now, with the TNA Hardcore Justice show coming up, would you take the title off Austin Aries next Sunday?
No. Especially with the way you have James Storm, you know, because the whole thing to me was, you know, James Storm's got to take the belt off Bobby Roode. It'll be a completion of something they've been doing for a long time. Well, they didn't count on Austin Aries, and you know, ratings have gone up. You can't just blame him, or you can't just give him the credit. But let's, you know, people have taken to him. You can't hold the pay-per-view against him. I mean, it was a good move to give him the belt and strike while the iron was hot. And since you have James Storm tied up with aces and eights right now, and you have that still playing with Bobby Roode, I see no reason to take the belt off of Aries. Let him go on for a little bit because, you know, why not? At least you're going to have good wrestling matches for the World Championship while you still have a bigger storyline that, in theory, is driving the company, that you can always use the World Champion in.
The reason I bring it up is because you put the title on Aries to establish something, which is that the X Division champion can cash in his championship for a title shot in July every year. So there's that part of me that's like, well, you know, keep the belt on him for at least a couple of months and don't make it seem like it was just what it was, to be quite honest, you know. But at the same time, it's like, okay, so you still appear to be going back to the original idea of James Storm beating Bobby Roode at Bound for Glory. So if that is still your plan, and Bound for Glory is in October, and you don't plan on putting the title on Roode until September, it's like, I don't know. He's gonna win the title back and hold it for 1 month, and then it's supposed to mean something when he loses it again to James Storm. It's just, I don't know. I like what they did with Austin Aries. It made this whole thing weird to me, you know. So, I don't know.
No, and I agree with you that way, and the fact that it did throw a wrench in things, but I don't think to the average TNA viewer they'd be too worried about it right now. I mean, Tommy Rich and Buzz Sawyer was a culmination of a feud that lasted forever, and when they fought, it wasn't for a title. So as long as they can build the drama up with Storm, you wanting to see James Storm kick the crap out of Bobby Roode for everything he did, as long as the title remains strong, people can then transition into now he gets his shot at the title. Now, good, we finally got rid of Bobby Roode. So I think, yes, in a way, it did make things kind of weird, but it's not like they cannot play this and actually have it pulled off, because there is a significant fan base that is going to be loyal to James Storm no matter what. So as long as you don't insult their intelligence and he can get his revenge on Bobby Roode, and as this is going on, the title stays strong, I don't think there's really, I think it's too early to see, you know, doom in this quite yet.
Today is Triple Mania. Triple A, one of their big shows of the year. And Jeff Jarrett is working the show. And
this has been quite the intercontinental type of show we've done today.
It is.
I wonder if it's because of Olympic time.
Could be. But Jeff's on the show, as is Kurt Angle, in fact. And Karen as well. Karen La Bruja, Karen the Witch. And Conan was on our program a while ago. He's one of the bookers for AAA. And he indicated that the Jeff Jarrett Karen duo was going to remain in Mexico for the time being. Now, we'll find out today. Actually, we won't find out today, but we may have a better indication today if that's going to be the case. But if Jeff and Karen are staying in Mexico, then that would indicate that they are not going to be the brains behind Aces and Eights. What are your thoughts, Mike, as far as this storyline and who is behind it?
You know, if it doesn't pick up traction, I think they're going to have to rely on Jeff Jarrett cutting it short or doing whatever he has got to do to play a part in it. I think as long as they can hold it off and they retain interest, I mean, obviously Wes Briscoe could now be playing a part in this. You know, we're not sure who it is exactly, but, you know, again, if they can get some traction with it and not use Jarrett, okay, go ahead and do that. But I just think it's probably going to be difficult to, and I don't know, I just have myself so convinced that to see Jarrett in there, and no matter what he's doing in AAA, it's not like it would prevent him from popping up on a Thursday or a Sunday.
What do you think about the whole idea of the babyfaces looking like fools being convinced that James Storm is behind it?
I think they fell back on a pro wrestling crutch. And it was, and that's why one of the reasons I thought, because they've been so good about a lot of things, this week's show was, for all intents and purposes, a placeholder of a show moving on. Because if they do it again next week where everybody plays the schmuck, because again, that's where the AJ Styles thing and all this too. I mean, he's looked like a schmuck in his storyline as well. So it's just, you know, being patient with what's going on and the rest of the show being good. And hopefully this stuff plays out a little bit better this week.
All right, everybody, we are going to head to a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with some final pro wrestling notes. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here for the next 2 minutes and 20 seconds, talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, as we are every Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 94, XM Radio Channel 208, streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Speaking of Mexico, last night, the new Mystico, the character formerly played by Sin Cara, the new Mystico debuted Friday night and drew over 12,000 fans, the biggest crowd of the year at Arena Mexico. And then Saturday night at a much smaller arena that seats 3,000. In fact, he did not sell out the building. So, going to be interesting to follow the story of the new Mystico, Mike. And whether this makes it big and turns around CMLL business, whether it leads to absolutely nothing, whether he crashes and burns, it's going to be an interesting story.
Yeah, kind of tough, too. Maybe they got a little bit too gassed up on Friday where they drew about 12,000, and it seemed to go over pretty well despite him being nervous in the role. But, yeah, I don't think it can be anything that one thing that turns their business around, you know, completely and fully like the old Mystico did. When he blew up, but again, I guess treating it with kid gloves and building around it, but we'll see. They haven't been very good with that from all reports.
I saw the match. It was not bad. The fans were super into it, and they liked the new Mystico. It wasn't like he was booed out of the building or anything like that. They were into him and did a lot of selling in the first fall and did his big comeback in the second fall, did a giant springboard shooting star press to the outside, and He had some poise. He's certainly nowhere near the charisma of the original Mystico. He's young, he's green, but who knows? We'll see where this all leads. And I wouldn't worry too much about smaller spot shows yet. We'll see how Arena Mexico does next Friday night. That's kind of, to me, more of a barometer than anything else. But we shall see. We're going to wrap it up for today. I want to thank Mike very much for not only doing the show today, but holding down the fort on a Friday night when I was out enjoying my second anniversary celebration, believe it or not. So we had a really fun time, and thanks, Mike, for that. And, of course, thanks, everybody, for listening, the folks at Sports Byline, all of you as well. Check us out at WrestlingObserver.com for more. We'll talk to you next week. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.